This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. You can call in and join us. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, you've got a story about excessive force, but before we get to that, let's go to the phones where we've got Andy calling in from North Texas. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi,
go ahead
you?
With your thoughts. Doing well. You're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Are you there? I can't hear anything.
Can you hear me?
Hold on. Let me try
Hello?
Unmuting the ISDN and muting the Comrex. Can you hear me, Andy? If not, I'll put you on hold and then try you back in a minute. And Andy just dropped off the line. Apparently, there is something going on with
Bummer.
The phones, and I don't know what it is. So, Chris, go ahead with that story.
Yeah, so this comes to us from Reuters. Excessive force towards prisoners does not require sadism, U.S. Appeals Court rules. Federal Appeals Court said proof of sadism is not needed to hold prison officers liable for excessive force under the U.S. Constitution's Eighth Amendment, as it revived an Oregon State prison civil damages lawsuit over his treatment.
Jesus.
By a 3-0 vote, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said on Thursday a trial judge erred in requiring Sean Hoard, an inmate at the Snake River Correctional Institution, to show jurors it was more likely than not that officers were, quote, having or deriving pleasure from extreme cruelty, unquote, while beating him. So, basically, what you've had is judgments that say, well, they weren't doing it sadistically, which means they were...
It's not excessive force because they didn't enjoy it? Is that basically what the standard was?
There you go, Daryl. Exactly. It's not torture if you're not enjoying it.
What?
Excessive force, quote, excessive force under the Eighth Amendment does not require proof that an officer enjoyed or otherwise derived pleasure from his or her use of force, unquote. Circuit Judge Richard Paez wrote for the three-judge panel, which ordered a new trial for Hoard. Quote, sadism is not and never has been an element of excessive force.
All right, so we'll continue with this. We've got Andy back on the line. The board op in GCN says that he should be able to hear us now. Andy, thank you for holding and then calling back in. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, thanks for having me. Y'all may have covered this already, but I guess I may not have heard it. I wanted to talk about the little scooters that are popping up in the urban areas now where you got an app and you check them out for a certain amount of time, you ride them and leave them.
That just sounds like such a cool idea.
I've heard these things talked about. We don't have them where we live.
Right.
Because we are definitely not in an urban area.
Right.
Well, neither am I, but I hear about it. And I, at first I'm thinking, this is great. You know, I'd really like it. It's neat that they're able to do this. It's a great idea. But I need to get my head wrapped around from an anarchist, libertarian kind of viewpoint on this. The argument was brought back that, yeah, that's neat that they do that, but if AT&T came and dropped a cell phone tower in the middle of an intersection, people would freak out about that. So
right.
What's the difference between this company using public property, which is obviously nobody owns because nobody can do anything with it except the city government?
Right.
And... So what's help me figure out what the difference there is, and if that's a – it's not a valid point because the state shouldn't even exist there in the town anyway, but help me think this through.
Yeah, so I kind of look at it as like, you know, regardless of whether you like the current system or not, the current system exists, and we can't really flip a light switch and make it be something else. So right now you have this idea of public property, which introduces – what we like to refer to as the tragedy of the commons.
Wait, where are they leaving these scooters? They're just like leaving them on sidewalk?
No, here's how these things work.
They're electronically locked.
Right. So basically, here's how it works. A company like Lime, which is one of these, will do. They'll set up an office and they'll say scooters are available here, and you load a little app on your phone, right?
Yeah.
And you check out a scooter, and you
like a moped type scooter. Is this?
Yeah, it's.
Because I grew up on like little razor scooters. So.
Yeah, probably closer to
razor types.
Yeah.
So it's not electric or like...
No, they are. They're electric.
Electric. Right.
So I rent one, right? I'm going to rent my Lime scooter, and I'm going to cruise from, you know, near my house where this office is to my work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just leave it outside. I leave it where it is. I leave it, and it automatically locks and stuff like that.
It's got a GPS tracker on
yes,
it?
Yes, all kinds of stuff. But somebody else might need one where I'm at, so they can just say, oh, here's one. I'm going to put that into my app, and now I get billed for it, and I'll use it.
So you don't have to return it, though?
So I've seen these bike share sort of things where they've got basically whatever the company is, and I don't know, Lime might be part of the bike share thing. I've never heard of them, so we'll just use them as an example. They'll have these special bike racks.
Yeah.
That you like, put the front wheel in, and then it winds up locking on.
Right.
So you use the bike when you swipe your little card or use the app or whatever. But when you're not using the bike or the scooter, somebody else can use the bike and the scooter.
Right.
And I've heard that there are even companies that are letting people loan their cars out. So I'm at work from 8 to 5.
Right.
I don't need my car. It's just sitting in a parking spot. Oh, Chris, you need to run errands?
Yeah.
Okay. You can, somehow use my car, and then you bring it back at, 5 o'clock when
and
I get off.
You're making money off your car while it's not doing anything else.
I see insurance companies. I'm going to field day with that.
Yeah. Well, with that kind of thing, I could see that, too. But the idea behind the electric scooters is, it's affordable. From the Greens' point of view, it reduces greenhouse gases. It helps people not have to, take out their car and all kinds of stuff. But what happens in cities like San Francisco? They do.
And they say it's their right to control that because they essentially...
How do they
want to
control it? Like, what exactly do they want to control about it?
They
want to
put a permit on it. They want to make you pay, or the company pay, put a little sticker on it and pay them... whatever, $10 a year, whatever they decide it's going to be, because essentially they're using public property that the city and the people of the city supposedly own through the city, the corporation of the city, or however it's organized. So, logically you're thinking, okay, well, if that's the system, and you said this, that's the system we got to be in, and that's the system that is, that sort of logically makes sense. And like I said, the person arguing back to me, if AT&T jammed a cell phone tower in the middle of an intersection in the right of way or at a sidewalk and said, hey, we're just doing the same thing. The city has every right to go and say, hey, you got to buy that property or you got to rent it from us or through the people. So that seemed like a valid argument against the freedom to set up these little scooters.
My understanding, and I realized that use of sidewalk ordinances are going to vary from municipality to municipality, but for the most part, you are free to use the sidewalks as long as you are not impeding the flow of pedestrian traffic.
Right.
So
well, they say the scooters sitting there would be impeding it, as would a cell phone tower.
What they are saying is we can't come up with a better excuse to regulate this, so I'm going to use this excuse.
Right, because I'm guessing that 5 feet from wherever the scooter lock thing is, there's probably a bike rack, three newspaper stands, and a garbage can.
Sure, absolutely.
And these things are not, poking out, blocking half of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Well, then consider this thing. If you owned a storefront selling fruit, and some guy tools along there with his cart, sets it up in front of your store, sells fruit for 2 cents less an apple, you're going to have to accept some things that are uncomfortable and inconvenient if you want to have the free market actually be free. And
exactly.
I understand the long-term benefits are extraordinarily better. how do I argue against this? And it's so difficult because it's such a good argument.
Hold the line, Andy. Hold the line. We'll continue this discussion. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home, anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizon.global.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to the phones in just a second. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about Liberty.menu. What is it? Well, it's a directory of liberty-minded businesses that libertarians have wanted for a long time. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings, like Chris's for 101 local goods, can be rated and reviewed, which I think I've done that.
You have.
And there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where other people can connect and share and, I think, reply to my comments. And I don't know if that can happen on things like Yelp.
Yeah, I have some experience with Yelp, and I was certainly not overly impressed with it. And number two, there was nothing really about Yelp that would promote Liberty and promote you to be able to shop at people that share your values.
And Liberty.menu, again, is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your volunteerist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener's badge. Liberty.menu. Let's go back to the phones where we've got Andy calling in from North Texas. And we're continuing this discussion, and it sort of evolved from talking about these scooters for rent to just a discussion about sort of the tragedy of the commons.
Right.
And, well, if this scooter company can, you know, put their scooters on a sidewalk, then why can't AT&T put up a cell phone tower in the middle of the sidewalk? Because it's basically the same thing, according to a politician somewhere.
Right. Well, that's the trouble with it all. And it seems like a somewhat valid argument. And I guess it comes down to the tragedy of the commons, like you said, and we have to live in the system we're in. But I hate to see every time something new comes on, like they came on with Uber and how they, this wonderful new thing came on there, and it's so neat that we can use this. And government and city councils found out about this and just stomped down on it and said, you know, you can't do this unless you have our permission. And they're like, why? Why do I need your permission? And the same thing is happening with the scooters, because it's public, and I'm using the flying air quotes here, public property. Which is means property that nobody can use unless you get a permission slip, and it kicks me off.
Right, and you know, like, it's not supposed to be you can't use unless you have a permission slip. It's supposed to be you can use it as long as you are not impeding other people's equal right to use it.
Right, and the other question I have is, what happens if I just go buy a damn electric scooter?
All right.
In front of your...
Right. What if I buy one that has all the same technology? Like, I can lock it. You know, when I park it, nobody's going
to
steal it.
They have to have that permitted. They say you just have to have that permitted. They want it permitted.
Well, in reading a lot of the stories about these guys, it's not clear that they're applying the same regulations to your average guy, or whether this is just pointed at these big companies.
And I think it's like pointed at the big companies because, and going back to, like, you need a license or some kind of thing. Currently, in every state, they have a engine size requirement for if you are below, and I think for things that are in the form of a motorcycle, if it's below 50 cc's, I think.
Right.
I could
49 cc's.
So if it's like 49 or lower, and it could be, you know, like, not a moped, because mopeds have pedals on them. But, you know, below 49 cc's, you don't need any registration, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. But yet on these, they're saying, well, if it's over 20 cc's and it fits this particular shape, and you're letting people use it that aren't the owner or something.
Isn't it so sad that we have to twist ourselves in the pretzels on something like this?
And then there's
a block that it's sitting on, and those owners going, no, I'm good with it. You can get to my store faster. I'm fine. Leave it.
Right. You know? And then there's the thing of what defines impeding free flow of pedestrian traffic. So is the bike rack that the city puts there that's right next to where this guy's putting his scooter, is that impeding the free flow of pedestrian traffic? But the scooter that is smaller than some bicycles somehow magically impedes, and so therefore you need a permit. And, oh, well, AT&T gave us a bunch of money, so we'll let their thing, and we'll just put that pole right in the middle of the sidewalk, because you can still go on either side of it.
Right, but again, this is all about control. These are the things that the governments do. They like to control things so they can tax things, so they can extract and extort money from these companies. I'm not a big target because if I buy my own scooter, even if it has all the same features, you know, how much are you going to get out of me? But if you've got a company that's got 20,000 of these scooters roaming around San Francisco, then dollar signs start to go off.
Right.
And it's disgusting.
Andy, let me ask this question. What part of Texas are you in?
North Texas, up near the border of Oklahoma, north of Dallas.
Okay, because there's actually a story from Dallas, and I saw that you're a podcast listener, so you'll catch this at a later time. But story from Dallas about a bike sharing company, and thank you for the call. And I figured this is, you know, good segue talking about this sharing economy thing. He's calling in from just north of Dallas. Story from Reason. New permitting and registration fees have killed off at least one bike-sharing company previously operating in Dallas, Texas, which means that instead of helping people commute, run errands, or visit friends, thousands of yellow bikes previously operated by OFO are now heaped into a city recycling center with a massive modernist monument to poor civic policy. And they've got a picture here of just a big, giant heap of yellow bicycles that, yeah, it does look like some kind of weird art monument. OFO decided to pull out of Dallas after the city passed new rules requiring an $800 registration fee and a permit fee of $21 per bicycle.
Jeez.
While there were more than 20,000 shared bikes available in Dallas, including roughly 5,000 operated by OFO, before the city's new registration fee system went into effect, there are now roughly 3,500 available, according to the Dallas Morning News. Bike sharing companies and other app-based transportation options like electronic scooters have popped up in many major American cities over the past 2 years, offering a competitively priced alternative to struggling public transportation systems and ride-sharing services. Reason says they're hip, useful, and environmentally friendly. In other words, everything that city transit planners usually love, except for the fact that they are operated by private companies instead of as a public monopoly.
Yeah, and that's the difference. I mean, I just don't see how people can sit there and just blindly accept that. Well, I mean, I like Uber, but, you know, they've got to pay their fair share, too. And why? Why? The roads get driven on just as much whether you're taking an Uber, whether you're not. If you're using a bike sharing service, there's no different impact than if you are riding your bike. What? Why?
Judging by some reactions, people are happy to blame the victims of the pile of useless yellow bikes waiting to be melted and recycled. People including the Dallas mayor, who criticized OFO for not donating the bikes to a charitable cause. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence weakened from a Category 4 down to a Category 2 storm late Wednesday night, but the massive storm is still considered extremely dangerous and life-threatening. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper on how other states are stepping up to the plate to help out their fellow Americans.
This has been wonderful to get help from states all over the country. I've been talking to fellow governors. They have been sending equipment, swift water rescue teams, personnel to help us. I was just at one of our staging areas yesterday and met with swift water rescue teams from New Jersey and Ohio and New York, and we are so grateful.
Today, the House Ways and Means Committee advanced legislation to cement the individual tax changes in President Trump's tax law. The committee passed the vote by a party-line vote of 21 to 15. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line of how you can call in and join us. But we've also got three call-in lines on the Discord. And, Chris, I know that you actually use the Discord thing, and I just like referring to it as the Discord
thing. The Discord thing.
Just like when we had Skype, I would refer to it as the Skype thing.
I was just in there.
Were you?
Yeah. I've been making a few Discord appearances lately.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Discord's it's an online service that anybody can basically set up their own server on Discord. LRN.fm has their own server, so we have different chat rooms for different LRN shows like Free Talk Live, Call to Freedom, Declare Your Independence, things like that, but there's also groups for text chat for things like cryptocurrency and New Hampshire, but you can also do voice chat, which is really cool, so you can talk to other listeners. And, of course, like Daryl said, we have actual call-in lines that sound as good as or better than the phone. So
here's kind of a tech question.
Sure.
About the Discord. You mentioned that, you know, people can set up their own servers, but is Discord federated? So, like, if I set up a server, could I then, from my server, chat on the LRN, or no?
Not there, but most servers are free to use, and I think they all are.
Right, because,
actually.
I mentioned the Mastodon earlier, to where that's a federated thing to where, actually, the Free Talk Live Mastodon account is actually on Libradon, not Mastodon, but anybody with a Mastodon account can connect and communicate with people on Libradyne.
Right. With this,
even though
all,
they're technically different servers. So I was just curious on, you know, the different server.
Discord thing. Is not a decentralized system. It is a sort of a centralized system. So if you have a login for Discord, you can pretty much join any channel you want.
Yeah, you can hang out with me and Chris and Waffles and McKenzie, whoever that is.
All right. Baraka,
I don't even know if that's an actual thing.
Baraka,
I think you're just like saying syllables now that sound like they could be usernames.
Nah, we always have great usernames.
No, that's an actual username.
Sure.
So
Waffles McKenzie.
Let's go back to this article, Chris, that we started at the top of this hour. About a court ruling out of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, where when I first heard this headline, I was like, that's very interesting, and I'm curious what the circumstances were behind how this actually wound up going to court.
Yeah, and we'll get into a little bit of detail, but again, a federal appeals court has said that proof of sadism is not needed to hold prisoners, prison officers liable for excessive force under the Eighth Amendment. And the U.S., the Ninth Circuit Court voted 3-0 to grant a new trial to this gentleman,
Sean
Hoard. Right. And to recap, quote, excessive force under the Eighth Amendment does not require proof that an officer enjoyed or otherwise derived pleasure from his or her use of force. Unquote, Circuit Judge Richard Paez wrote for the 3-judge panel, which ordered a new trial for Hoard. Quote, sadism is not and has never been an element of excessive force.
So let me rephrase this and use a term that I'm guessing everybody listening has heard at one point in their life.
Okay.
This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. So if the police officer or the prison guard in this situation is, you know, like just wailing on you with a billy club, but saying, I promise this hurts me more than it hurts you. He's not getting pleasure out of it, or maybe that's his kink. I don't know.
Right.
But it's still excessive force, whether the guy enjoyed it or not.
Right. Hoard had sued over a December 21st, 2012 incident in which he claimed an officer slammed his face into a concrete wall, resulting in bleeding. And that he did not resist because he feared additional force. The defendant said the force used was, quote, minimal, and that Hoard had been combative. A spokeswoman for Oregon Attorney General...
He bled all over the floor after I smashed his face. That's him fighting back and being combative.
Right. A spokeswoman for Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum, whose office defended the prison guards, did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Joshua Haffenbrack, a lawyer who argued Hoard's appeal, declined to comment. Hoard said he was beaten after he had smashed a razor intended for personal use, ostensibly after discovering that it did not work. Prison officials dispute that claim. The appeal court returned the case to U.S. District Judge Anna Brown in Portland, Oregon. Snake River Prison is in Ontario, Oregon, about 390 miles away, east, southeast of Portland, and on the Idaho border.
So how far away is that from where you used to live on the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur?
I was about 180 miles from Portland, and I was probably about 180, 190 miles from
Rajneeshpuram. That's the word I was thinking of.
Yeah,
Rajneeshpuram is the holiday that just started last week.
Yeah, I did not live there. I lived even more in the middle of nowhere.
But you did visit there, and you told the story about having visited there.
Yeah,
because apparently there's a Netflix documentary about the place now.
Wild, wild country. Really good.
So, is it as good as Making a Murderer?
I loved it.
They're completely different documentaries.
So staying like binge-worthy kind of...
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a very popular series. But, yeah, this idea, I mean, what do you think, Daryl? I mean, should you... If you're going to say it's excessive force, why would you say, well, they didn't enjoy it, so it wasn't excessive?
Yeah, that just... And I'm curious... And I wish that this article from Reuters, and I realize that, you know, Reuters, they do a here's the facts, just the facts sort of thing.
Right.
They're not necessarily going back through and saying, here's where this legal precedent came from. I would like to know where this legal precedent came from and how the judge came to that conclusion to say that it cannot be excessive force if the cop doesn't enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those things I'm going to do a little bit of digging into. But it is just such a weird thing. I mean, there are people.
50 Shades of Grey is like changing the Supreme Court, I guess.
Circuit courts.
Is this a circuit?
This is Ninth Circuit Court.
Yeah. Ninth Circuit Court.
Yeah. But yeah, the idea that something isn't a violation.
50 Shades of Justice.
that something isn't a violation of your human rights because nobody enjoyed it. I just it's baffling.
Yeah, it's kind of like and
who's
know,
the judge?
It was a 3-judge panel here, and we don't know who came up with the original thing. That's what we're discussing. But it's kind of like some of the qualified immunity things of, well, the cop didn't intend to violate your rights,
right?
So therefore you have no legal standing to sue for a violation of your rights.
Right.
Had he intended to violate a clearly known, well-established something, then you could wind up seeking redress. Oh, you want to file a petition for redress to your highly elected officials? That's fine, go ahead. But they have no obligation to answer your petition.
Right.
And that was actually a Supreme Court ruling back in 2005, I think it was.
Yeah. So, you know, we have a Bill of Rights. The United States has a Bill of Rights, and those are limitations. They are further limitations on what the government can do, and that's what our Constitution kind of lays out. You know, here's what the few powers that we have granted to this central government, and everything else remains with the states, remains with the people. And that's just kind of gone by the wayside where, you know, the judiciary can work hand in hand with the legislature and the executive to, you know, shape the country however they want to do it. And it's sad.
Yeah, and I actually pulled up something from Justia U.S. Law, and it was the case of Whitley v. Albers, where the court said that a malicious and sadistic state of mind was required.
Interesting.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733, plus the Discord call-in lines. You can find those over at discord.lrn.fm. We've been talking about, well, government officials violating people's rights, and Chris, you've got a story about the NSA continuing to do that with the help of the British government. We'll get into that in just a second. But you know that your property and your family are precious, so you should probably protect them. And we recommend using Blink. Blink is a motion-activated HD camera that is wire-free. It sets up fast, and the batteries last up to 2 years. And the Blink live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone or other portable device like a tablet. There are no contracts, there are no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Alexa, check my Blink camera. You get three Blink security cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's all one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
So we're going to talk a little, we're changing gears here. We're going to talk a little bit about bulk interception by government spies. This comes to us from Ars Technica in their Bad Spy No Cookie section. Bulk interception by GCHQ, and that is the British version of the National Security Agency, basically. And the NSA violated Human Rights Charter, European Court's rule. In a set of rulings today, the European Court of Human Rights found that the mass surveillance scheme used by the GCHQ, the United Kingdom's Signals Intelligence Agency, violated the European Convention on Human Rights, ECHR, unlawfully intruding on the privacy and family life and freedom of expression of British and European citizens. And the case included consideration of intelligence collected by the United States National Security Agency that is shared with GCHQ.
So what they're saying here is just because the GCHQ sort of contracted out some data collection to the NSA does not eliminate culpability on behalf of GCHQ.
Right. And this is all under the new European Union's Court of Human Rights. You know, since the European Union came about, they brought in their own level of government. In this case, they're looking at whether these agencies are violating human rights. And
now,
I think that's a good
interesting
thing.
That this ruling happened after the Brits voted to Brexit, but before they ever actually Brexited.
Right. Pre-Brexit.
Well, it's... We'll see. Brexit was the vote.
Right.
So it's
but
like...
they haven't really left yet.
Yeah, and I saw a meme, and I often don't talk about memes, but I saw a meme where somebody asked a cat, what would you do if you were the British government wanting to leave the European Union? And he said, I'd meow at the door until my owner opened it. And when they did, I'd just stand there. Which is kind of what's happened here with this Brexit thing, to where they're like, we're leaving now.
Yeah.
And they've just stood by the open door. We're leaving. We promise. We just have to figure out exactly when we're going to walk out the front door because reasons.
And a lot of people may not be familiar with how tightly intertwined the NSA. You know, we know that the NSA spies on us. If you don't know this 5 years after Edward Snowden, then here's your newsflash. Everything you do online is subject to government interception, cataloging, reading, sharing, use against you. They don't have to tell you they do it, but I'm going to tell you they do it.
Yes.
I will tell you that they've been doing this for most of my adult life. And this goes back to a 1982 book called The Puzzle Palace. And here's how it worked. It was against the law, technically, for the United States to do bulk collection of phone calls on its own citizens. And the British also had a law that said, you know, British government cannot do bulk collection of phone calls on its citizens. So what did the NSA and the GCHQ do? The NSA said, GCHQ, can you monitor all our transmissions over here, and we'll do the same for your citizens.
Right, and you may or may not have ever heard of the Five Eyes.
Right.
Which is U.S., Great Britain.
Australia,
Canada,
New Zealand. Yeah.
Yeah. So they, basically, you know, the large English-speaking countries of the world.
All basically tone their eyes. The court found that shared intelligence information gathered from bulk surveillance, as the GCHQ does with the NSA and other members of the, quote, Five Eyes Intelligence and Security Alliance, does not violate the Human Rights Charter. But the judges did warn that using such intelligence sharing to bypass restrictions on surveillance of a member state's own citizens would be a violation of the charter. In the ruling, the judges found that there was insufficient oversight throughout the UK's Investigatory Powers Tribunal, the UK's equivalent of the US Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, or FISA Court.
So let's talk about this FISA Court thing, that there's almost no oversight on that. Well, they act as basically a rubber stamp for all of these secret warrants, and I forget the exact number of warrants that the FISA court has rejected.
We've looked into this from time to time.
And, you know, I can only mark it up to a failure of the rubber stamp to actually wind up stamping correctly, because rubber stamps do occasionally wind up having stamping malfunctions.
Possibly, but the long and the short of it is when they want intelligence and they want information on a U.S. citizen, they are supposed to go through a FISA court. And this is a top-secret court. You can't go watch from the gallery. You can't get notes or minutes from it. It's secret. So we have no idea what they do. But one of the few times that they actually did talk about their percentages, it was, if memory serves, less than 1% of the time did they ever deny anything.
I think it was less than 0.1%
it was really,
of
really
the time.
Low.
And what's happened, and we learned this from the Snowden revelations, what's happened is these very broadly worded warrants.
Right.
So instead of just, I want to find out who's communicating with this particular person.
Right.
I want to know who's communicating with anybody that may or may not be associated with this organization, and everybody that's used the word the.
Right. And that's the type of thing they do. And this is the result of us allowing politicians to pass laws that empower the government to do these things.
Right. And a lot of times, and you know, this is one of those Nancy Pelosi was right moments, where, remember, she famously said, we have to pass the bill to find out what's right in it. That's because even if you read the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, which nobody actually had time to do prior to it passing, but even if you did wind up reading, you know, a couple hundred pages of it, you would not have any idea what it was going to do, because it kept authorizing the Secretary of Health and Human Services to write regulations.
Right.
So it's Congress authorizing some bureaucrat to write their own rules.
Right. Do our job for us. I'm going to continue here. The judges also found that there were insufficient safeguards put in place to govern access to communications data. While the case has no direct impact on the U.S. intelligence gathering, the case could have a ripple effect because of the close connections between the U.S. and U.K. intelligence and law enforcement organizations. The suit was brought by Big Brother Watch, Amnesty International, and the American Civil Liberties Union, and a number of other civil liberties organizations from Europe and North America, as well as the Bureau of Investigative Journalism and others. Quote, the decision sends a clear message that similar surveillance programs, such as those conducted by the NSA, are also incompatible with human rights, unquote, claimed ACLU attorney Patrick Toomey. Quote, governments in Europe and the United States alike must take steps to rein in mass spying and adopt long overdue reforms that truly safeguard our privacy, unquote. No damages were awarded other than for the court costs of some of the applicants who brought the suit, and the court did not find that the surveillance itself was illegal. However, the ruling did find that individuals' privacy rights applied from the moment communications and data were captured by the surveillance systems, not just when they were viewed or processed by human analysts. And the ruling also found that surveillance violates freedom of expression because of its potentially chilling effects on journalists.
And let's talk about that, how yeah. you know, these surveillances wind up harming journalists. And supposedly there's freedom of the press, right? Supposedly?
Supposedly.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support, so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.